Larissa Waters is the leader of the Greens and Senator for Queensland and joins me now. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Lots to talk about this morning. There have been a lot of agreements and deal-making this week. But just firstly, to this breaking news this morning regarding the Israeli Defence internal report into the killing of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankem and her colleagues. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says it's an outrage that Israel has cleared its personnel of any wrongdoing surrounding this incident in April 2024. She also says it's insulting. This was announced on World Humanitarian Day. What's your view and the view of the Greens?
Well, it is absolutely outrageous that after 2 years of investigating, the Israeli authorities have cleared themselves of any wrongdoing, despite the deliberate targeting and murder of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankem and her aid colleagues, and I might add 500 other aid and humanitarian workers since this genocide began. And I think it's just very clear that strong words are not enough to deter this sort of conduct. And this means precisely that the Australian government needs to do more than just issue some strongly worded statements. They need to sanction the state of Israel, and they need to make sure that we are not involved in a two-way arms trade, which we are at the moment.
Should the Israeli ambassador to Australia be sent home?
Look, I think that should be on the table. He's been saying there's nothing to see here for ever since this conflict began. But it's clear that Australians feel like there is a genocide here and they want more done. And I think the strong words from the minister are, I appreciate that she's saying them, but I'd like to see some action and some justice for Zomi Frankem and her family. They've been waiting for so long, they've had no apology, and our government needs to do more than just be disappointed and say this is an insult. They need to demand that we sanction Israel and that we stop giving them arms and being involved in that two-way arms trade.
We'll continue to follow this particular story throughout the morning. Returning to other issues of federal politics, the government has struck deals with the Coalition on reforms to the NDIS and gambling regulation this week. Do the Greens regret not being able to influence those government proposals?
Well, look, it's a great week to be a gambling corporation, Sally, or a gas corporation, because they've been let completely off the hook here. The Labor government chose to work with the Liberals to cut the biggest cut to a support package this century, cutting 241,000 people off the NDIS instead of raising revenue from taxing the gas corporations. And they chose to do the weakest possible reform on gambling advertising when they could have chosen to work with the Greens and implement the Murphy gambling ad recommendation reforms and had a total ban on gambling ads, like 77% of Australians actually want. They could have chosen to tax the gas corporations with the support of the Greens to raise revenue so that they didn't have to cut so many billions out of the backs of disabled people who deserve support. They're making choices to prioritise big corporations every time, and this week they've done it in spades, and it's absolutely disgusting that these big corporations make donations to the Labor and Liberal parties, and then it seems they get their policy agenda legislated. Parliament should work for people, not vested interests, and certainly not political donors.
Your party was clear from the outset that it wouldn't support the government's NDIS overhaul. Would it have been better to have secured changes to it rather than allowing the Coalition to be in the box seat for those negotiations?
Look, Sally, the government chose to cut the NDIS. The Greens have resisted those cuts, and we have worked alongside the disability community, and we secured an inquiry to expose what this will mean for people. This will mean that kids won't get the support they need. They might have to come out of mainstream schools, like a mum that I was talking to on the weekend said. It might mean that parents now need to stop full-time or part-time work so that they can provide that care to their kids themselves. This will have serious human impacts, and this government chose to do that. It chose that rather than raising revenue from cutting AUKUS submarines that Donald Trump may or may not give to us, rather than taxing gas corporations who are fleecing Australians. They made this active choice and they could have chosen otherwise. So we take no responsibility for their choices. They absolutely own this. And I think Australians are sick of being forgotten by this government. They're sick of being put last behind Sportsbet, behind gambling corporations, behind whatever big corporation has donated to the Labor Party and often also to the Liberal and National parties. They're sick of corporations running Parliament.
Senator Larissa Waters, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
Senator Waters is the federal leader of the Greens. For the allegations of genocide, those allegations against Israel are currently before the International Court of Justice. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains in place over alleged war crimes. Israel denies those allegations.